Here we go. And I'm pleased to welcome the show artist, producer, songwriter, It's Strike. Hello, sir.
How you doing, mate?
I'm cool, man. I'm cool. How are you?
Yeah, I'm right.
You don't look like you broke the sweat after walking all the way from the station.
No, it was a nice walk. Yeah, it's really nice outside.
Probably about 3 miles, isn't it?
Probably. I don't know. It's all right.
The thing is, it's all downhill. Whereas later on, when you walk back, it's all uphill.
Yeah, yeah.
So you might be able to get a bus out the front. Now, that's not your real name, is it, Strike?
No.
What's your real name?
So my real name's Andrew Clovey.
It's not really like rappery, is it, Andrew?
No, not really.
Well, on stage, Andrew what? Clooney?
Clovey.
Clovey.
Yeah.
Andrew Clovey. Yeah, yeah. So Strike. How did you get to Strike?
So I've always been called Strike since secondary school. And then in college, I gave it like a bit of a meaning, which is strive to revel in kind emotions.
Oh, right,
so it's an acronym.
Cool.
And then, yeah, so it just kind of means to always kind of fight for or look for happy emotions and to be in a happy state and, yeah.
And you're not from Essex, are you?
No. I'm from Reading originally, which is Berkshire, and I moved to London last year, so to come do music and everything else.
Is that the place to be for your type of music, I suppose? It's,
definitely. It's
easier, got a lot more venues and stuff.
Yeah, definitely.
We'll talk about gigging fairly soon, but is this your first time at Brentwood? Because obviously we've got a lot going on in Brentwood. It's the town where everything's filmed, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a really nice area.
Did you watch any of the only Essex films?
Nah, sorry.
Have you actually seen one?
What, the one episode?
Yeah.
I think I've seen like 15 minutes of it and then just kind of get bored.
Yeah, because we got, funny enough, on Sunday, if you was walking down, you would have probably noticed, well, you probably wouldn't have seen, but if you look out, they do little tours, and you get all these people going around, because they all go to the sugar huts and all the nightclubs in the night, and then they get up Sunday, they go to all the shops and do their shopping.
Oh, okay.
So you see them all walking around with their big pink stilettos on and...
Okay, I see a few girls like kind of dressed up on a
little
Sunday morning.
Up, yeah, overly dressed. Welcome to Essex.
Bit. Pretty much.
Well, how would you describe your musical genre? Because you're like, is it like hip hop?
It's hip hop. It's kind of almost like a little bit funk as well with a broken beat sound. It's UK. It's kind of like some bits kind of sound American-ish. It's all quite heavy, like beat-driven, bass-driven music. It's fairly musical as well. There's a lot of like chord changes and extended chords and all that kind of stuff. It's kind of, yeah, just soul and just like good vocal hooks on the chorus, me rapping, and yeah, it all comes together really nicely.
Well, tell us about your musical journey. What made you jump into the music industry? Because, I mean, it's tough, isn't it?
Yeah.
Out there. I mean, it really is tough, and especially for that type of genre, hip-hop, so rap, and what made you, want to pursue this?
I've always actually wanted to be a singer, if I'm being honest, but obviously I can't, so... What I did, I started with my friend Clinton Ubiquity, he's a DJ, and James Blackstar, and we just kind of, we started on the funky house scene. We did like loads of club stuff. I was the MC in that. So we did like loads of stuff across like the M4 basically, so
and
Swindon,
if someone
Bristol.
Doesn't know what MCing is, that
the guy in the club that's on the mic, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I started off doing that. We did that quite hard. We worked for Twice as Nice and went to like Malia for the season and stuff, and yeah, that was good. And then once Funky House kind of died down, went to go and study like music production and stuff, and then carried on going.
So you took it really seriously?
Yeah, yeah. It's been a proper journey. Yeah. Learned how to play like guitar and keyboard, and then so I play keys and rap when I perform, and yeah.
You're a talented fella. Do you do that on your tracks? Do you play live?
Yeah, I made everything. I produced everything, apart from like one guitar solo. That's about it.
Okay. Now you got a new you have a debut EP out. It came out last
yesterday.
Week, didn't it? Yesterday.
Yeah.
Wow. Because he was going to come in before. I know he was waiting for.
I kind of kept pushing.
I kept saying to him, "Well, I've got strike on next week." And then, he's not here this week. It's been like, "I've got strike on next week."
Giving the listeners false hope.
So and then when I was waiting for him to come down, I thought, "Oh no, he'll probably get lost. We'll never get him on. We're never going to get him on. He'll be lost just walking around forever." Next time they film The Only Way Is Essex, they'll see you. They'll walking around the background with a mat. Anyone seen the radio station? Yeah, it's August, mate. It's August. What's it's called Building on Sounds, isn't
it? Yeah.
Tell me a little bit about the EP.
So yeah, the EP is kind of what the so Building on Sounds is a concept more than anything. I'm kind of building a sound, and everyone is going to be able to hear the progression and the journey. There was originally one before which didn't have much promo or anything. It was just literally I put it up on SoundCloud, and that was like really rough around the edges and stuff. And
I've heard that. It's like really, little bits, isn't it?
Yeah. And then the second one now is more developed. It's still rough around the edges again, which is fine because it's not really meant to be a sold product. It's more meant to be like a introduction or representation of what I do. So you're gonna hear like my musicals. It's loads of different styles. It's pretty much Four Letters and Cool are probably the only two that are really, really similar, and they're still quite far apart.
Yeah.
You got Slow Jam one. You got a Club one. Turned Up. Yeah, it's just very different. It's like loads of different sides of me. Still more to come, but yeah. That's.
I've got here. Well. It would be. This is what was on the site. It will be a mix of broken beats and hip hop with an old school vibe, presented in a new school way. Each of these tracks will feature a guest singer.
Yeah.
Amongst the guest singers are Hayden.
I'm not going to.
Yeah, I'm glad you said H, because I just suddenly look at shock. You know when you do that, when you're presenting something, you think, oh, no. Oh.
It's Ho Higher.
Hayden H, what a fantastic name.
Just keep it simple.
Yeah, good old Albert Gold and Daniel James.
Yeah.
Tell us about these guys.
So Hayden H has actually got a gig tonight as well. I think he's playing in Camden somewhere. Good friend of mine. We met at a gig, actually. He went on after us, and he really liked our sound. I really liked his voice. And every now and again, Albert or Daniel can't make it. Actually, I haven't seen Daniel in a little while. Actually, he's doing some real big things now. We keep in contact and stuff. But, I met Hayden at a gig. He's working on his EP right now. I'm actually, like, producing little bits here and there, just, like, layering stuff and, yeah, just doing some bits on it. Albert Gold's got a single. He's coming out in probably June, July.
Yeah.
He's just shot a video for that.
Are they similar genres to you? Or they are
yeah.
Different type of.
It's kind of like Hayden's got this kind of he's got this soul vibe to him that's me and him can connect with. So it's different but similar, I guess, in that way. It's more it's kind of almost funky ish or funk. It's similar, not far off. Then Albert Gold's going for the kind of ambient acoustic soul kind of. It's kind of I don't know how to describe it.
Sounds pretty cool either way.
Yeah, it's cool.
Well,
Daniel's got his, like, he's on an indie kind of rock kind.
We're gonna do a track. Tell us about this one, because this is Four Letters. This is featuring Daniel James.
Yeah, this is featuring Daniel. So when we were in the British Academy of Music together, we worked on this track. I just kind of made the beat and sent it to him, and then he was like, yeah, and came up with this. I gave him, like, the topic, and, yeah.
And this is on the EP,
this is the
it?
First track on the EP, yeah.
Okay, Four Letters featuring Daniel James.
La, 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 la.
Some of your thoughts disturb me, but still not enough to deter me. And she say it might be a good thing if we don't hurry. Still, I feel too young. Said to just anyone, he might run. You say it's a game with many songs, but you found one. And I'm not just anyone, so it's still fun. I admit, it starts with something. And something you wear only make me think one thing. But one thing ain't enough to tug on my heartstrings. Cut my heartstrings, only tie around certain things. I'm not even gonna say if you're getting near, whether the fun be if instructions are written clear. We only got two natural fears, and they'll say that you fell for my sound like you're smart, yeah?
You're thinking way too fast for me. Take your time, slow it down, down. You're laid back and where I wanna be. That little word doesn't fit me now.
Four letters, one word, but I don't think we're ready yet. It's only been months that you're talking long term, but I don't think we're ready yet. You said the four letters lead into one word, but I don't think we're ready yet. You do anything to hear the words return. Sometimes time is just enough, you know, undercover and stuff. We got small change, but we do a lot, cause we double up, exploring stuff, cause we're busy something up. I'm looking for a level above trust, find a mix between respect and lust. Some girls put wage over trust, but you look deeper, so the rest of dust. But that don't mean it'll be a smooth ride, hence why the one word takes some time. A complete lie would be a big crime, cause if I need to lie, I'm wasting my time. Cause if I need to lie, we're wasting
wasting our time. Let's buy the time to win, it's just right. Dressed in views when I view your sights, and my wrist in bruise at the start of sunlight.
With your favourite Essex boy, Tony Smith.
Tony Smith.
Phoenix 98 FM.
Oh, there you go. Just put the microphone down. Yeah, that's me, favourite Essex boy. Have you ever met one? That's what, this is what we look like, Essex boy. You know what I mean? And now, I was reading my tweets and I was like, you know what I mean? I'm doing so many things. I'm doing 100 things at once. Now, that, I love that track. Really great.
Thank
it has got that old like school vibe. You know what we were talking about earlier on? When you listen to it, and there it is.
Yeah.
Quite fast rapping.
Yeah.
He was talking about you want to do, you know, you prefer to do the rap than try and sing. But do you sing on any of the parts of the tracks?
I do backing vocals on the next one you're going to play. So,
okay.
Yeah, you're going to hear that. But yeah, no, not really. Not properly, anyway.
Do you find, I mean, when I talk to a lot of the rappers, I often find it hard, you know, how do you remember the words? Because it's so fast, isn't it?
I kind of, because I rap in patterns, it makes it easier. Different flows and, yeah, it's like, there's a technique, I guess. You kind of just blank out and just let it happen rather than think about it.
What rap artist or band influences your sound as an artist?
So I like Pharrell, Pharrell Williams.
He's the man, isn't he?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, everything he touches turns to gold.
Yeah, pretty much.
The Midas touch.
I've got a big influence from Wretch.
Oh,
Wretch 3-2. Quite a lot. Like sound-wise, kind of like a bit Kanye West as well.
Yeah.
And just like good rappers, Jay-Z. I like Getz as well.
Yeah.
UK. But yeah, the ones that like do it right, I guess, for me.
Wretch 3-2, you know, I always have to check his songs because you've got to make sure you get the radio versions of his tracks.
Yeah.
Do you have that? Do you have much in yours? Do you have much?
No.
I've noticed when I went for your tracks, they're
clean.
Clean. And so many rappers are, you know, they send me the stuff. I said, oh, you know, you've got to take that. Take the bad bits out, and then I have to chop it all up. But the other thing is if they're doing live, I think, because when you're rapping at speed and you might have a bad word in there, you've got to try and remember to take it out,
which
is really hard. So I'm trying to pick songs that they can rap out, which is pretty hard. But is that a decision you just didn't want to have that in? Or?
I don't know. I don't really think about it, if I'm being honest. I'm just writing, if you know what I mean. Like, I don't try and avoid anything.
It's nice to see that there's not, because there's so much of it nowadays in music. If you could collaborate with an artist, Strike, who would it be? I mean, it doesn't have to be, it could be a past artist or current.
I probably would be Pharrell, I think. I think even sonically, the way the tracks and his tracks are mixed and stuff from the NERD stuff, they just put things in weird places, and then just sounds generally, like collaborative sounds. I'd like to like maybe give him one of my drum beats that I make, which are like all broken or something, and then say do something to that, and then like
But you put on that thinking hat when he's got that scratchy hat.
He's
cool. When you see him on TV, he is a larger than life character. He's amazing talent. To see, he is the next big thing. Now, you was the winner of the UK Music Student Awards 2012 in the category Best Live Act.
Yep.
Tell me about that.
So my college had this was the British Academy of New Music, had an event called Atom Live, which is basically like all the Atom centres around the UK come together, and that was in Liverpool that time in the Echo Arena. And I think, I'm not sure how they actually came to like nominations, and I know my teacher put me forward for it, but I don't know who did the voting or whatever. But yeah, I won and I performed in the Echo Arena in 2012. That was May? Yeah, May, end of May.
Good?
Yeah, it's sick, yeah. It's great.
Sick. They also, yeah, it was sick. With a C, there's no K on the end, it's just sick. You started, as we were talking about MCing earlier on, you started this club for Twice as Nice.
Yeah.
Where you worked with the likes of Wiley.
Yeah.
N-Dubs.
Yeah.
Skepta, who's local actually, Dagenham, I think he's from originally.
Yeah.
And hosted for a number of underground DJs. The sound, that's pretty cool. Tell us about that.
Yeah,
some great names.
Great experience. So basically, we
and
got
Wiley as well, man.
We got on really well with the promoters, and they kept bringing in big underground acts. So it's hosting for like DJ Cameo was another one as well. We went to Malia with him as well. Just opening up for them, kind of like warming the crowd up for them before, and then taking it afterwards and stuff, and just getting to meet them and hang out and drink and whatever, and just have fun and
Did you learn a lot from them?
I'm learning more about them if I listen to their sets, so their underground stuff, and just like kind of listen to what they're saying, but like meeting them in person, and you just watch how people carry themselves, really. It's kind of,
We was talking about Hayden H. I'm glad we just called him H now. It's so good. We're gonna do another track, which is, this one's called Do For You. Tell us about this track with Hayden.
So this one actually almost didn't make it on the EP. I had the beat and I really liked it, but I wasn't getting it at the time. And then I just took like a week and just said, all right, I'm going to do it and finish it. And then by the next week, I got Hayden in to do the other bits. And we both sat down and wrote it together, the bridge and the chorus. And we kind of had some ideas, so we just kind of flung it together. And then, it was a good collaboration. We had loads of fun. It was cool.
From the EP, Strike, Do For You.
It's poetic, like...
So I would seize demonic souls in a bid for immortality to stay alive, cause you leave me breathless. I could sleep on needles in the snow naked, but a night without you would leave me more restless. I could have 1,000 pens, 1,000 pads, envelopes, but I still wouldn't know how to address this. It's like I'm lost in the frost, I'm a moth to your glow is inviting and I can't resist it. Let me concentrate my vision, like a light that comes out as a rainbow through my prison. The thoughts that don't listen should be amplified or kill them, cause they reverse when my actions are driven. Expression hidden is sinning, so I'm sinning from the beginning. Playing like I'm chilling is villain when I'm not thinking of a women. I need to change my mission, for real. And you're not gonna change your vision until you know what I do for you. I'm better off listing what I wouldn't, like being what I couldn't, or doing what I shouldn't. All I know is we could live life to the fullest. What would I do for you? I don't know, just ask and we'll see. I don't do half part, partial or partly. We'll move at full speed to start this story, yeah.
I would do for you the same place.
Work
work is paying off, you keep on impressing me. It's gotta be the first time I ain't received a bid. Instead, just one look and you own a bit of me. How you feel is how I feel, we're alike, symmetrical. Ain't it funny how beauty is symmetry? You come like the muse that rids the bit of me. Especially when you sit on me, that's the inspiration for this written piece. I'm cheeky, you always knew, passionate as artists do, aiming high but target proof. Brave enough to take the path the others didn't choose. I won you cause winners win and losers lose. Movers move, don't watch what them others say. It's just another bad mind on another day. My escape is you, we don't need to run away. I found worldly treasure and locked it away. So what would I do for you? I'm better off listing what I wouldn't, like being what I couldn't or doing what I shouldn't. All I know is we could live life to the fullest. What would I do for you? I don't know, just arts and we'll see. I don't do our part, partial or partly. We move at full speed to start the story.
For you, I would do for you the simple things. We live for the taste of fame.
Change, I don't know what it is. Do for you, I'm beautiful. For my beautiful, beautiful. I'm inventing words, I guess I'm interusable. All I can say is this is food for thought for you. And I know what I prepare is only serving two. If you ain't got it by now, I can write some other clues. But by now, you should know what I would do for you.
You're listening to Sunday Lunch with Tony Smith on Phoenix 98 FM.
Welcome back. Oh, we were just off talking off air. That's a fantastic track. And you produced that as well, yeah, as well, doing some of the vocals and all the arrangement.
Yeah.
And it has got a, it's like a new feel, but it's, I thought it had a bit of a soul-y background.
Yeah.
With the backing beats. But really, really well done on that. So that's a job well done. Yeah. Fantastic track.
Thank you.
What do you make of the current hip-hop rap scene at the moment in the UK?
In the UK? Mm.
But across the pond as well, I suppose.
In the UK, I actually don't really like a lot of urban kind of rap stuff, if I'm being honest, completely. It's not really my style. I like grime. I used to like really like grime. I started from grime when I was like a teenager and stuff. But it's not something. I find it unmusical. If I'm totally honest, it's not that like it's not talented or anything like that. And it's just like it's just not my style. I guess.
Yeah.
I guess that's why I'm kind of doing something different. I prefer like US style, but like some stuff like Kendrick Lamar and like I was saying Kanye West and that kind of stuff. And so
big names as well.
Yeah.
What advice would you give to young artists who wants to, you know, young lads that want to get into hip hop or rap?
I think you got to start from the very beginning of why you're doing music. I think some people do music for the wrong reasons. And then once you've addressed that, it is for you. Like, don't just stick to one thing. Like, kind of like if you are a rapper, you no excuse to not pick up an instrument or something, or just take it further. Kind of keep it's, everything's kind of been done, if you know what I mean. So you've got to keep stretching yourself and taking things further.
Of which you play, obviously you play guitar because I see you in the studio earlier on with the guitar. But you don't. You're playing keyboard. I know you played keyboard on that track that we just played. But you've only been playing a year.
Yeah, over a year.
How's that coming along? Because it sounded pretty proficient to me.
It's hard. I'm studying the degree in music now, so it's good. It's the hardest thing I've ever done. But
how long's the degree got going for you?
So I've got 2 more years left.
Oh, wow. So what's 3 years?
3 years, yeah.
You you've got a light. I know you because you're going from here to your gigging tonight.
I've got rehearsals tonight. Rehearsals. But, yeah.
So you're backed by a live band.
Yeah.
Tell me about the band.
So my drummer's Miley German. So shout out.
Miley, dude, how you going?
Thanks to Matt and Jake, guitarist, Derek on bass, and Albert on vocals, and Hayden as well.
Yeah,
so,
Hayden. Yeah. Biggest shout out to all that lot. And do you all go to rehearsals? Is it?
Yeah, we all do it together. I send them the music. They then learn it and put their take on it, say, like, if because there's not actually that many guitar parts in it, but we make it fit and make it work and stuff, and we just put it all together. So I play keys and guitar, and yeah, we just do it. We just kind of jam and change
when you're rapping. And is it hard to remember all those lyrics, all those different songs when you're doing live?
I actually don't think about.
Do you have to ad lib it sometimes?
No, I don't actually think about. I don't think about the rapping when I'm more thinking about playing, getting the keys right, then more than anything. I don't actually have to think about rapping too much. So yeah, kind of lucky in that aspect, I guess. I don't know.
It's harder than remembering a song, because you have it. Sometimes you have those key points where, with a song, you got your 8 bars, and and then you'll have a change, whether it be a chorus. Rap, you haven't really got that, have you? You haven't got the tune, and you could stop and think, and then jump into the next bar.
Yeah.
With rap, it's a lot harder.
Most of my tracks are like at least, if I got 3 verses, that's 96 bars plus the chorus. So yeah, it's quite long. It's quite a lot to remember. There's a lot of words and a lot of different flows and stuff, but yeah, you just kind of link it with the music while you're playing and just kind of go with it.
Do you get nervous for the gigs, or
if I feel unprepared, I get nervous, but I make sure that doesn't happen. But then sometimes lately I've been getting nervous because I've been so excited almost.
Yeah, it's a good thing.
This time it's good nerves, I think, because we had like a little break between like September-ish and when did I start gigging again? I think it was February. So there's quite a 4 month gap or something.
Yeah.
While I was finishing the EP, so
I find when I'm DJing, I still always get nervous before I go. You know, I think what type of crowd I'll be in. Cause you never know, and
you just don't know how people are going to react.
You don't, and it's a good nerve, like good nerves, but and it's good to have them. The fact that once you've lost those nerves, it's probably hardly worth doing.
Yeah,
because you need to keep you on the edge. But when you've finished your set and you come off and you think, everyone's had a good time.
Yeah.
Then you get the different feeling.
Yeah, it's the buzz.
Combined to make the whole experience.
Yeah.
And it's important to have that. So we're gonna do another song from the CP. Now this one is a track called Cool. This is the Albert Gold mix. Tell us about this one.
So this one I almost like decided that I needed another kind of single track, because if you take that out, then you've only got like 4 letters that sounds like something that's almost like similar to a single, if that makes sense. So this one's supposed to just be energetic and catchy, so that's why the chorus is how it is, and I got the vocalist, and Albert smashed it. His high note at the end is proper big. When he does it live, it's dramatic, yeah.
Proper big stuff.
Yeah,
here we go. Good. Bit of Cool with Albert Gold.
Yeah, cool.
Strike.
But that's cool. You cool? I'm cool. I had a bit too much, but I'm cool. We like to work so hard and party hard until the early morning, so that's cool. Now I've seen you here, I'm happy that you came. You're looking good, I'm looking like the same. Dressed in jeans, that's tight around your frame. But you talk to me like say I'm lacking game. Pretty girl that loves a bit of chase. But eyes that follow me around the place. So don't ask us about giving your number out, and I'll text you when I miss your face. Cause I ain't come to join your X-Men. I just came to be your only preference. It's all about taking a good thing and adding on some new dimensions. Yeah. It'd be good if you could stay for a bit, chat some more shit and let's play for a bit. Early nights are a tame way to live, especially when you just start swinging on them hips. I'm cool. You cool? You wanna sip on that? That's cool. I like the shoes you wear, they're cool. You like to dance all night? Well, that's cool. You cool? I'm cool. I had a bit too much, but I'm cool. I like to work so hard, to party hard until the early morning, so that's cool. You want
but the fine is not satisfactory. That's a title you can attach to me. Then I take you everywhere that you were meant to see. It was meant to be, naturally. Like that round thing below your back is peak. I call it showstopper cause you enter the scene like... I got bars like JL or Capri, burn more flair than a diva with Sappy. Capture the sound because music grabbed me, and now I've seen you, my chest doing a stampede. I'm not trying to gas you up, I'm just looking for something soft and warm when I wrap up. I got the kind of Mac you don't need to back up, like Robin that you gotta show me love. Listen up, I'm cool. You cool? You wanna sip on that? That's cool. I like the shoes you wear, they're cool. You like to dance tonight? Well, that's cool. You cool? I'm cool. I had a bit too much, but I'm cool. We like to work so hard and party hard until the early morning, so that's cool.
That's got a fantastic bass, hasn't it?
Thank you. Yeah, it's cool.
It's
yeah.
a real thumping one. And, yeah. and that's the kind of song you perceive to be in a club. You could pump that out quite easy in a club. Do you have something that in mind when you're doing some of your songs?
Yeah.
Kind of club circuit?
This is more, I guess, it's more. This one's more radio, if I'm being honest.
Yeah.
Like what's that beat? Like, it's just something you nod your head to, rather than...
Like
you can play it in the club, though, but yeah.
What's you're gigging at the moment. Where can listeners catch you over the coming months?
So this Friday, I'm playing at the Roof Gardens with a band called Valve Control.
That's Kensington.
That's High Street Kensington.
Yeah, Roof Gardens.
So
yeah.
West London.
Great venue.
Yeah. Next Tuesday, I'm doing Ronnie Scott's in Soho.
Oh, wow, yeah.
And then on the 26th, next Saturday, actually, I'm doing the Are You Listening Festival in Reading. Then after that, I'm doing Ice Bar on May the 6th.
Yeah, so, I'm glad you remembered all those, because I was looking down. I usually write them down in case people forget.
Yeah.
And I'm looking, I forgot to write them down. So luckily enough, you managed to reel them all off. Is this part of the mini tour that you're doing?
I've been gigging. Well, it's been started. It started in March. I guess more the end of February and just carrying on going. So yeah.
You ventured into any kind of festivals, or are you going to look at trying to do stuff like that?
Hopefully, yeah. Yeah, hopefully. I think there's still enough time to get on them and stuff, and yeah. Festivals always a tough one.
So you're keen at the moment to hit the London, take the band and yourself out to the London club scene and reproduce those sounds in the kind of clubs.
Ready to go, yeah.
Which is good. Now, we're going to talk about writing your own material. You write your own material.
Yep.
Talk me through that, because it's one of the questions I obviously ask all my artists when they come in. I mean, everyone pulls off a different type of, you know, they pull off an emotion or something that's happened to them, good or bad.
Mm-hmm.
Some write the lyrics first, some, you know, jot down some keyboard tunes and then add lyrics to it. It's a bit of a drawn-out process. But where do you start on if you're writing a new tune?
So, usually I kind of start with the aim.
of the track, so what kind of track I'm actually trying to make. Then I try and, so I usually start with the beat because of that. So by the beat usually drives like almost all my tracks. So I guess that's, Cool's a good example. I was like, I need something that's kind of hard hitting and like you notice it. So I got a style that I use to make my drums. So I just did that. The same letter, the same style I did with four letters, put that in there, and then it was kind of, I just wanted the bass to just kind of, just really be like, subby and kind of warm and low, and just something for me to flow on. So like, even now I start with, how's it going? I forgot how it goes. Now I've seen you here, I'm happy that you came, you're looking good and looking like the same, so it's just like skipping over, over the beat like that. And then just like the chords in the chorus are just kind of to ease it and for Albert to sing on and stuff. So
you produced your EP.
Yep.
I know this one just come out, but are you now looking towards the next one?
Yeah, definitely. The next one's going to be more, I guess more, a little bit more commercial. And by that, I don't mean like dress down my sound. I mean, make it more accessible. I don't think necessarily everyone that's non-musical they like it, but maybe they can't maybe catch on to what I'm trying to do. So just kind of just gonna make it a bit more like universal, I guess is the right word.
You're unsigned at the moment, so obviously your next step is to try and get yourself signed to a label or take it.
Well, management first would be great, because a manager can do a lot for you, same as a record label could, I guess. A lot of independent people are doing big things right now. I think Macklemore's independent.
Yeah.
And he's just got a Grammy, so.
Yeah, wow.
So, yeah.
You're absolutely right, so it can be done.
Yeah, yeah.
Exposure's obviously always good for that. You've got the usual pages. You can find yourself on Twitter, which is Strike Official.
Yeah.
You're on Facebook, is that Strike?
Strike Official. Everything's Strike Official.
Yeah. And if you go onto your web page, there you can download the
EP. Yeah, the EP. You just click it and you just put in your email address and it gets, you can download it.
And you can also find it on SoundCloud.
SoundCloud,
as well.
Yeah.
The EP is called?
Building on Sounds 2.
And that's, how did you get to that?
It's just the concept I'm kind of running with. Until I get to the point where I want to make an album, I'm just going to do EPs called Building on Sounds and just keep building, literally building on sounds, so you can follow the journey.
Do you think rap or hip-hop or this type of music should be more mainstream? Do you think we should see that more of this on Britain's Got Talent or X Factor, etc.?
The thing about shows like that is, we're coming from like London, and it's kind of like a lot more open-minded and multicultural in certain ways, but Britain on a whole has a different way of thinking. So things that are more commercially, like cat views on YouTube, they're in the millions. But then if you like something that actually took like a lot of technical skill and stuff, would only be in the hundreds of thousands or something, because it's just that cats are what. Do you know what I mean? More what people want to, I don't know, it's just more accessible, more popular and stuff like that. So it's kind of like, rap's still very, very new. I mean, it only started in like, what, the 80s, 70s,
whatever.
Yeah, it's
relatively
new. So it's still trying to worm its way
Sugar
in.
Sugar Hill Gang still invented it,
yeah,
didn't
yeah,
they?
That's yeah, invented yeah, it. Yeah. So, it's still very new, and like we've still got the older generation there that still buy music, and they want to hear things a certain way, and so it's very new school what I'm doing and what rap is, I guess.
Would you, if you got the call, would you go on something like?
I can't go on X Factor because I can't sing. So
you have to be Britain's Got Talent, wouldn't it?
Yeah. I don't know. I don't think so. I can't see why they would. No, I don't know. I
haven't really had any rappers on, have
they? Yeah, yeah.
Not. I mean, they had a couple of those, the ones all dressed up in the gold suits, but that don't really count. There's more novelty acts,
I didn't see that.
But. So, Yes, that's a no, really.
Probably not.
We're going to do another track. This is, we got two to go. We're going to go with, I'm going to pick one. I'm going to pick Turned It Up.
I think you should go on then. Yeah, go on then.
It doesn't matter. We're going to pick both anyway.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Well, tell us about Turned It Up.
So this one was me just thinking, right, I just want to just literally just rap. I just want to go. And so I literally made it so it's really low end. In fact, there's no hi-hat until the end. It's just a snare hat. Everything's very subby and below, like low mids.
Okay.
So, and then you say my voice is really prominent on it.
Oh, cool. Well, let's get it on. So this is Strike, Turned It Up.
Proper big.
Yo. I went a rich boy, I went a saint, and I'm still trying to come for these gates. I was on my Robin Hood, cause I used to take it and sell it cheap at a later date. We never bought the pump toothpaste, cause you couldn't cut the top of the tube to scrape. And I've been subject to hate, but all this pain gon' make me great, cause they're a few bullets short of a chamber and a few words away from danger. I'm the game changer that calls the shots, call me independently major. When I stack the stats and I'm closing gaps, I mix it up without a crossfader. I like water, my sound is taking shape, I'll be around a billion years later. I've always got my biggie on, cause all I do is live with fate. And I'm not trying to find a place in the game, I'm building my estate. Straight, I ain't come to wait, and I ain't got time for a break. If they ain't giving me nothing, then I take, till I'm living the life that I make. Cause I turned it up, so turn up. I turned it up, so turn up. I turned it up, so turn up. I turned it up, so turn up.
If you never knew what a bad man was, it's probably the guy that never wanted to and never was.
I'm hoping that you'll see me, don't see me, but you'll still see me. Got a spazzing on another EP, I'm racks, but never that on the CD. The plan is to get something like a genie in a land where opposition is fury, or court where wards are jewelry. But for now, what that happens is fury. I get results to competition try. When I claim my pride, you could hand me five. Got me running past those that are standing by. Reaching me to stress like a free to fight. I'm an easy guy, but we'll eat a guy. It's a piece of pie like peas and rice. I'm the type to beat the beat twice. I got golden bars, I name in my price. Cause I turned it up, so turn up. 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 I turned it up, so turn up.
If you never knew what a bad man was, it's probably the guy that never wanted to and never was.
See, I've been chatting, you eat tatters. I speak patterns to beat batter. At this world, I'm a speed satin. Was written down that we leap satin. Progress means that you keep at them until then it's deep planning. Stay humble, they keep chatting. Ignore the riff-raff and I hear their lips smacking. I'm in a zone where you can't buy entry. Rated by many and talk is empty. The same zone where careers are lengthy. Dreams are set free and ladies tempt me. I'm the guest that didn't wait for entry. Came in the game, broke pockets empty. I won't leave till my back sees plenty. Pounds and pennies, all muscles left me. I turned it up, so turn up. I turned it up, so turn up.
You never knew what a bad man was, it's probably the key. You know what? You know it. Switch it up like.
That's a big bass bin, and that's really you raw, isn't it?
Yeah. Decided to throw some trap in there and just literally run with it, write some mad stuff, and just kind of play around with metaphors and throw words around and flows and. Yeah.
Got to say hello to Bob Simpson, who's a jock on here, and also Vixter, I know he's listening, and one of his shows is called Turn It Up, so he could probably sample a bit of that.
Okay, cool.
And he'd be putting that at the start of his show. Vixter, hello, you know he's listening, actually. He just tweeted me. Quite a few tweets coming in, loving the sounds.
Out to listeners.
So what's next for you, fella?
So just gigs and collaborations. I'm working with this guy from an American producer. He's just gone out there, and so I've got a collaboration coming up with them. He actually sent me another one. Actually, I've got to do that. And then a few other people said like come jump on tracks and sent me beats, and I'm gonna start working on my EP again. My next EP, probably looking to drop that near the end of the year. Mm-hmm. So that'll be building on Sounds Free. No dates and nothing kind of ready yet, but yeah, I'm already looking towards that.
What music do you listen to when you're out and about or at home or in the car or wherever? Do you listen to that similar music to what you like, or are you just a bit of all sorts?
A bit of all sorts. I listen to the radio quite a lot. Usually like One Extra and stuff, and just Radio One. And some other ones. Phoenix FM.
Of course, absolutely. Especially on Sunday, you can get tuned into me every week. Yeah,
definitely.
You can get a free app, you know, stick it on your iPhone.
So yeah, just keeping my ear to the ground, listening out for what's new sounds, the trends and changes.
Yeah, yeah.
And sonically for inspiration and stuff like that, so yeah.
It's pretty good. Yeah. The EP let's run through. People want to get hold of the EP, they can go straight to your website, which is Strike Official.
StrikeOfficialMusic.com.
.com. Yeah. There's a link at. Is it free?
Yeah, it's free.
It's free to download. So you might just download it just because it's free.
Yeah, why not?
It takes you to one page. If I remember rightly, it emails you to, and then you go to a link and then it downloads. And then you also get a lot of information about yourself coming through onto the PC, which is good.
Yeah.
I did it this morning, and the five tracks came through like more or less instantly, and you're ready to go. So I'd recommend people, if you like a little bit of music, just get straight online right now. Well, wait till the show's finished and do it. Listen, it's been absolute pleasure to be talking to you, Strike.
Thank you.
It's been
Thank
a really
you for having
great
me.
Interview. We're going to end on the track we were talking about earlier on. This is now Albert Gold and Hayden H with yourself. Track's called Go to Distance. Quickly run through about this before we put
this,
it.
This one's a personal one. This one I literally wrote because obviously how hard it is in music and how hard it is coming through and trying to do something different, because it's hard to get gigs in certain places and all that kind of stuff. So it's kind of to summarize that, but at the same time show you, like, because there's a dramatic change in the bridge and stuff. So it's almost to show what I can do, skills and like production skills and verbal, rap skills.
Okay.
So
let's get it on. Thanks for joining me.
That's all right. Thank you for having me.
And we'll put this on the show page blog as well. It'll be available around about Monday evening. So you can catch the full interview and the tracks on phoenixfm.com under the Sunday Lunch Show. In the meantime, this is Strike, Go to Distance.
When I've just written a sound with such voice, overlooked from every angle, cause the idea of supporting another's been trampled. Everyone moans on blog posts and statuses, embracing it gets your workforce tangled. Ghetto's vexed that it is the top MCs, cause they seen a look inside of the city. But I conquer the capital, my world holds bigger dreams compared to these wannabes, my thoughts are bigger fiends. For them, it's a stretch, limousine. My wordplay be ooh, let it be. Underdog, but believe I'm a better breed. I put the pain on the page, so let them read. Believe life can go with an instance, and memories can fade in the distance. That's why I take time and listen. Let's go the distance. Believe life can go in an instance, and memories can fade in the distance. That's why I take time and listen. Let's go the distance. White people wanna look down cause I'm not white. So excuse me if I don't discriminate, cause being myself brings me the same fight. Show a little light, they try smothering. Try something different, that's a fight in another ring. The urban scene don't wanna bring me in, cause my sound's threatening to the so-called biggest thing. Hate comes in crisis, it's time to find conflict, reppin' Reddit town. All these whispers might as well be shouts, so I move how I want. Fuck giving out shouts, I'm filling my account. If you're not talented, I'm giving out doubts. No one wants to move outside of the box, but even if it sounds ugly, I'm flinging it out. Believe life can go in an instance, and memories can fade in the distance. That's why I take time and listen.